was only a short sentence that they said, but the words seemed to just have an incredible power behind them. It was like, for me, a new pathway had been opened up, and it was just like an encouraging hope. So I quickly grabbed my notebook and I wrote them down so I could reread them later on. You know, words can really have that effect, can't they? They sometimes just sort of jump out of seemingly nowhere and say, this is for you. You know, words such as you have worth, you matter, you can do this. You know, you can always tell a great orator that they are wordsmiths, that somehow with clever creativity, they weave together a few words and tell a story and move you emotionally. You know, something actually changes in you by what they've said. But what if there was a sentence that was custom made just for you, like an encouragement, a piece of wisdom, an acknowledgement? The writer of Proverbs actually says that the right word at the right time is like a custom made piece of jewelry. I like that. I like the thought of having a custom made piece of jewelry that's just specially made, especially just for you. And some words are custom made for you, and the words that you actually need to hear. And I've never had a custom made piece of jewelry. You know, the nearest I've come to this was when I was a child and my mum used to knit me jerseys, and she would, you know, measure me up, and then she would make this woolen cardigan. And it was a very, very special feeling, you know, when she would present this cardigan to me and I'd put it on, and it would just be perfectly fitted for me. And there are some words that I think we all just need to hear, and the custom words for you. In the Bible, we read that there are two different types of Greek words, and one of them is logos and the other is rhema. And logos refers to the written text, lots and lots of words. And we read the logos and we gain some knowledge about God and history and all sorts of things. Rhema is quite different, and it refers to the intimate speaking of God to us. It is like the breath of truth that we need to hear. So it's from knowledge, or just getting knowledge about God, to actually knowing. And there's a big difference. And Jesus actually knew the importance of rhema, of that knowing. And Matthew 4 verse 4, it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word or rhema that comes from the mouth of God. And in John 6 verse 63, he says, the words, rhema, that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Now look, I have listened to a lot of logos, and I still do, and I've gained a lot of knowledge from studying the Bible and reading many, many other books. But in this quest, I have a hunger for rhema. I have longed for rhema, for that real breath of God, that those words that are particularly for me, and that they may be particularly for you too. And so I share them out and I put them on the blog and the website and social media. But it's those custom-made God breaths that really excite me the most. See, I need that truth in my brain to rewire its circuitry. And so, you know, I've been wondering, how do I discover a rhema? How do I discover that God breath word for me? Now, look, if you want to catch fish, you don't go to a desert, do you? And if you want to dig gold, you got to go where it's buried. You know, one of my enduring memories of my parents was their reading of a devotional Bible study every morning. It was one of the ways for them of searching things out, of looking for the rhema. And much of what we need to hear and know is hidden away like rare gemstones. Proverbs 25 verse 2 says, it's the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings to search them out. I like that. It's like there's a searching out, there's a hunt, there's a quest to find out that truth that we need to hear. Look, I have a little phrase that just keeps on, I've been bubbling around this phrase for quite a long time, that I have to get in the way of God to discover what I need to hear. Look, you know, I need to keep on knocking on the door of God's wisdom house, asking for bread in the middle of the night. You know, I get in the way, I seek, and I knock. And Jesus says in Luke 11:5-9, here's what I, that's Jesus saying, ask and you'll get, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will open to you. Look, too many of us are waiting for God to turn up, but like Uber Eats, to do home deliveries of truth, and then to have it spoon-fed to us like babies. Yeah, but it's actually in the seeking out and the quest, it actually opens our brains to thinking new ways. And so many of us are closed in our thinking that this is the way it's always going to be. But it's actually in the seeking out of truth that actually starts to make the brain start to work and open up, be open to new ideas. I was once a pastor of a group of people where most of them struggled with quite serious mental illnesses. And one of the ladies in the group, she had quite severe paranoid schizophrenia. And she would frequently come to wild and delusional conclusions about people and situations. And so along with health professionals, I would help her to work through these. A certain amount of shame would come when she discovered what she was had been doing. And we would talk and we'd walk through the struggle. You know, many people found her difficult to be around. They lost patience with her. I remember her one day telling me about her Bible reading, that every day she would read the scriptures and ponder on them. And I suggested that we actually read them together and talk about what she was discovering. And so she pulled out a very worn Bible with underlined verses and notes in the margin. Here's what excited me. She was getting in the way of God. She was knocking on the door, seeking the truth, looking for the Rhema, and I was actually invited to be part of the exploration. She may have been discounted by the rich and the socially acceptable, but she was absolutely adored by God and me. I thought she was amazing. Look, how do we feed ourselves on the Rhema? You know, recently I had a Rhema breathed on me. Here it is. I'm making garlands for God, my God. Now that may not speak to you a great deal. It may seem kind of irrelevant or strange, but for my heart, it speaks truth. And I felt its breath when I was reading Psalm chapter 20. And I'll read you out the section. See those people polishing those chariots and those grooming their horses? But we're making garlands for God, our God. The chariots will rust, the horses pull up lame, and we'll be on our feet, standing tall. Psalm 27:8. Now, it's so easy, you know, this is how it relates to me, it's so easy to have our focus on what others are achieving, their supposed successes, their polished chariots, their groomed horses. You know, I find that comparisonitis, you know, the comparing yourself to somebody else, it absolutely kills the soul. The psalmist takes us to where our true focus is meant to be, doing something beautiful and delighting to God. So I'm making garlands for God via my writing, my gardening, and all my other life activities. And every day I'm presented with polished chariots and groomed horses that sicken me with comparisonitis, but I feed on truth, on Rhema, and therefore I retrain the brain. I'm making garlands for my God into my thinking compass, and I read that compass every day to help me keep on course, to form habits in my brain, and slowly and surely I'm creating a new rope bridge in my brain And that was last week's post about building new rope bridges in your brain. Look, every time I repeat the phrase, I'm making garlands for my God, in my brain, that synapse in my brain is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So when you receive a rhema like that, it's really your responsibility to care for it, to memorize it, and to take it into your thinking. Yeah, we can get into thinking ruts, but the right word at the right time can lift us out and move us into new, better thinking. So we need to be searching for rhema words. Mental health is seeking after the rhema word, the right word at the right time. Hey, here's some quotes to consider. Our great problem is trafficking in unlived truth. We try to communicate what we've never experienced in our own life. Dwight Moody. Transformation is possible. It is possible to acquire the consciousness of Christ. Wouldn't that be amazing? It is possible to know God, not just believe in God. And it is possible to engage life with the wisdom that flows from this deep inner knowing. David Benner. And I love this quote. Nothing digs ditches like shovels of dirt. Rick Hansen. And that just speaks to me like, you got to do the work. You know, you really have to do the work. Okay? It's not, God's not going to turn up in an Uber car with truth for you. Questions to answer. What have been some words that have met you just at the right time? The right words at the right time. What are some examples? Number two, where do you ask, seek, and knock for your daily rhema bread? And number three, have you ever had something custom made for you? What feelings did that generate in you? So that's our post for this week, and I hope you found it helpful. I just want to say a big thank you to my supporters that support the blog and what I'm doing. It's pretty, you can do it for like $1 a month US. And I've got about 12 or 14, and I'd love to get some more so I can, you know, expand this even further. So if you want to do that, come over to turningthepage.co.nz/support. But hey, I'd love to hear what you think about this whole idea of the right word at the right time and rhema word. And you can email me at barry@turningthepage.co.nz. Hey, until next week, may you hear some really good rhema words for you, and may you learn how to take them in and feast on them and find truth. Thanks very much. Bye.